Chapter 19, Good Neighbors. One day the police received a not very common complaint. The woman claimed that her neighbor wiretapped her home phone. She demanded to take measures immediately. David went to her place to find out what was really going on. The woman was very happy that he came. She began to complain to him immediately. "I can't stand it anymore," she said indignantly. "Why am I so interesting for him? He listens in to all my phone calls." "Why are you so sure about this?" David asked. "Maybe it's just your imagination." "Oh, no. First of all, he is always aware about all my affairs, and is often so that a stranger could not know about these affairs. But more than that, sometimes I can even hear him giggling softly." "Well, why do you think it's him?" David was surprised. "Maybe it's someone else giggling." "No, I know his giggle, believe me," the woman said confidently. "No one has such a nasty giggle except him. I tolerated it for a long time, but now it's enough. You have to arrest him," she told David. David thought for a moment. "Yes, I see that it is a serious matter. It looks like you are right," he said. "I'll have to call back up. Can I use your phone?" "Yes, sure, please," the woman said. David dialed the police station. "Hello, Harry. Send me the SWAT team," David said. "Looks like this woman is right. The neighbor wiretaps her phone. He must take measures. She says she's recognized him by his nasty giggling in the telephone receiver. We'll have to arrest the villain, okay? We're waiting," David said and hung up. "Are you going to arrest him?" the woman asked hopefully. "I think so. The backup is on his way," David confirmed. Just a few minutes later, the doorbell rang. Could they have come so quickly? The woman was surprised and went to open the door. But it was not the police. Her neighbor stood on the threshold. He was all red with indignation. "Listen, I am an honest man," he said without even saying hello. "This woman is just lying. How could you think about such a thing that I wiretapped your conversations? And my giggling is not nasty, is that clear? I do not giggle at all," he shouted. "Yes, probably," David agreed with him. "In any case, when you taped my conversation with the police station, it seemed that you didn't giggle," David said with a smile. Of course, the unlucky spy was punished.